Marketing, entrepreneurship, and all things small business. You're listening to the Profit 911 Podcast. Now, here's your host, Justin Miller.
Hey, we've almost made it to 50, Kevin. You believe it?
Unbelievable. They said it wouldn't last.
I don't know if we'll get there. This is the last recording for this session. Episode 49. We're calling this one Be Different. It's actually pretty hard to do.
To stand out, yeah.
Yeah. We got the internet now. We got everything. Being different is very hard. But no, what brought up this topic was I was the recipient of a, I'm going to call it a marketing package. It wasn't. A marketing shock and awe box. So in my world, shock and awe boxes go out. We actually like produce these and mail them for clients, but I never get any. No one, I send out like
send them out, but
send out gifts and brownies, and no one ever sends me anything. We got like a vendor that comes in and drops off a calendar every year.
Not the same thing.
Nah, it doesn't.
Not as good. Unless it is a dinosaur calendar, yeah. Then it might be worth it.
Yeah, if they put the thought into it, that'd be cool. No, I pretty much just as soon as they walk.
Are there 12 types of dinosaurs? One for every month?
I'm sure.
But there is.
Yeah. I mean, when he leaves, I hold up the calendar and say, hey, who wants this? And someone takes it.
Somebody grabs it. Yeah.
That's what we do in most things. Trade show swag, same thing. Yeah. You bring it back. And
just you don't just take turns, like whoever's up next gets it, and if you either like it or you don't?
No, every once in a while, though, we do like a monthly raffle, and some unfortunate recipient sometimes gets that.
You win. Thanks for playing.
It's usually things I don't want around the office anymore.
Nice. Please take this home.
Yeah, if it's the raffle, that's the rule. It's got to leave the office.
It's got to leave the office. Do those end up in the dumpster?
I don't know.
You don't check. You're like, I don't want to know.
I don't care.
I don't want to know.
I don't care.
So did this box impress you?
Yeah. So the box I received was, it looks like a 12-inch by 9-inch by 3-inch box. And it's gloss black. And it's from my bank.
I like that it's black and has their logo instead of just a, you know, U.S. mail, you know, priority mailbox.
Yeah. And I'll give a shout out. This is Fortress Bank is the bank, you know, because they deserve it. They did this right. But it is really funny receiving it because usually I'm teaching it. And apparently it came out of the blue. There was, as far as I know, no major trigger to send this out.
Yeah.
So I'm not quite sure. Now, I did move a amount of money over there in the past like 3 months, but it was delayed enough that I don't think that was the trigger. So I'm not sure the criteria for who these went out to and why.
I thought maybe they financed your purchase of the dinosaur tooth.
No, but they might be willing to.
They could. They might be get a whole collection of them.
Yeah, so I should back up to the point of why Nubank, because they deserve this shout out as well for doing it right. So we moved away from one credit union to this bank for lending needs, or at least the ability to do so should I want to. So there were a couple projects over the years I'd wanted funds for. And I didn't want to use cash. There actually was cash available, but I didn't want to use it. And the current credit union said, no way, Jose. And, you know, after they did that 3 times, I'm like, all right, let's go bank shopping. And I did some talking around, and I found this bank that actually seems to want small business as customers, which apparently is rare. I don't know. I don't think that's the primary target for most companies. I don't think they want, you know, savings and
a lot of them don't.
Home and auto loans.
Yeah, home and auto. Well, and I'm a little concerned because I have the same credit union that you're speaking of. They have all my business accounts, and now I'm like, if I ever need to borrow any money from them.
As long as you want home and auto or real estate-backed commercial.
They have all my autos, but you're right, that and those were super easy. I've never asked for any money for anything else.
Yeah, I mean, like when you want an SBA lending or something like that, there's like a ton of paperwork, and I don't think they want to do it.
Yeah, that's work.
But yeah, so we got the box. We opened it up, and on the inside cover, it says, what's your vision? And it's got on-brand black tissue paper.
Very nice.
Which, first time, it looked a lot better than it did right now. So it's got a card in, you know, their logo on it, and my name handwritten on there, Justin Miller. It says, we'll give sight to your vision. And it's got a handwritten note in there, like a 4x6 note card, completely handwritten from someone on the team there. Now, I do think it should have been my primary contact at the bank. This is this is a customer service contact, and we have had contact with her, but it's not like the person that brought me in.
No, but you still get kudos for a handwritten note.
Yeah. Let's see. I'll read it. Dear Justin, we love a story of great vision, especially yours. You were hand-selected by the Fortress team to receive this exclusive box. Be sure to check out our custom magazine and help us celebrate each unique story. From Jenny A., your Fortress team. So
nice.
Yeah, done well. By the way, actually handwritten. Like, you know, we have the machine. Well, let me hold on.
Can you really tell?
Yeah. What? I'm going to say handwritten, but it's pretty consistent on some of it, so I'm not sure.
Uh-oh.
If it is robot
written. Is that the sign of a machine?
If it's robot written, it's really good.
Okay. All right.
But I can tell that, you know, the label was printed in their office, and it came from the local office.
And the postcard is branded. It's got, you know.
Yeah, we got another postcard then calling all visionaries. Every great vision has a story to tell. Yada, yada, yada.
They want you to be featured in their magazine?
I don't know. Well.
Maybe.
This might be my first time reading some of the stuff in this box.
Oh, I can't imagine.
It's about the impact of the box.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think the box is selling anything other than keep doing business with us.
Yeah.
And then we got a cookie from the Sugar Crumb, Memories Made to Order, and it's a book, and it says Tales of Big Vision. And what do we got? Do we have the story of Cookie Crumb? Because that's what I would do. Yep, absolutely. We got the story of the stay-at-home mom that made this company, and yada, 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 and here's the Instagram and email address.
Nice.
So, the Sugar Crumb.
There you go.
I have not eaten it yet, so I can't tell you if it's good.
Yeah, but it's hard to describe it. Yeah, it's hard to describe what it looks like if you've already eaten it.
And it's got to survive shipping, too, which it did.
It's intact. That's true. Well, that's a good point.
So it's probably a little hard, but kind of has to be.
You microwave it for 10 seconds.
All right, following that, we got a big hardcover book here. Number one New York Times bestseller, Shoe Dog, a memoir by the creator of Nike.
Phil Knight.
Oh, and it's got a custom dust jacket.
See, now that.
With their logo.
That's kind of cool.
Which I don't think I've ever seen that.
I'm not sure I have either. And that looks like it was that was attached to that book by a person.
Yep,
see?
Yep, they got that glued on. They did it really well, though.
Yeah. Yep. Maybe your customer service contact did that.
Interesting way to customize a book.
It's kind
of
neat.
So, like, the bottom few inches of the cover have basically been covered up and taped with
custom
print.
Yeah.
So that's a cool idea. Anyone can steal there. But, yeah, we got the book, which probably is good, but it can go on the shelf of books that I need to read.
Uh-huh. That you'll never read?
They should have put a QR code for a...
Is there one on the back of that?
Now we have scanned to listen to our What's Your Vision podcast. Now we're going to see if they're better at consistent podcast release than we are.
Yeah. See on there, they're episode 449.
Okay, so we got the same theme here, What's Your Vision podcast. I mean, they're consistently releasing monthly.
Okay.
And
is this like a local bank?
I mean, they're here, but are they
a Midwest bank?
I would call them regional, yeah.
Okay.
And we have a couple familiar names of local business owners, so I know these names.
Okay.
So maybe my invite's coming. Fortress Bank, where's my invite?
Could be. Yep. Yep.
I definitely recognize several of these, so that's part of the approach. I'm guessing maybe they use this... in prospecting. So this would be great box to send to a non-client to get their attention to then interview on the podcast to make a connection that may turn into
or
a client.
Or someone like you who is now doing business with them. If I got a box
thank you box.
Yeah, if I got a box like that from them saying, hey, my understanding is that you know Justin Miller, and if you have ever any reason to use our services, I would probably make an appointment to talk to them immediately.
Yeah, and then at the bottom of the box, we have a gloss magazine, the 2023 edition of The Fort, which would be their custom-branded magazine, which is exactly on brand with what we teach. And, you know, every year we send one magazine. One's good enough to get through the whole year. And let's see if I can get some insight in here of what content is. I know it's fun listening to a podcast where someone's reading something. A story about beer. That's interesting.
So far, so good.
Sam Adams.
Okay. So that's the
Winston Churchill.
It looks very much like something a college would send out. It's formatted in a way that it's very easy to read.
Got a Peoria, Illinois business. Here's a call to action to reach out to them. Another call to action to reach out to them. So it's very much a promotional piece, and they're highlighting some of their clients. Let's see if they're highlighting how they help them. And not directly. So, I mean, they don't need to. Yeah. I mean, it's very well done. The content's fairly deep in the magazine, too. So this took them all quite a bit of time and effort. More so than I would put into my magazine.
How much in-depthness do you need? It's a, like, you recommend doing a piece like that. What do you need to put in there at the end of it if you're going to send one out to your clients?
I mean, honestly, the what is more important than the what's in it. So you send what you need to fill up enough content to make it feel like a magazine when it hits the table.
Okay.
This is probably 20 pages.
Is that too much showmanship there?
No, I mean, if they have the resources to put together or the client values high enough, it's fine. I mean, it costs the same amount to print the damn thing once you get to that point.
Yeah.
It's just getting there. And then we have a live event coming up, and I can attend as part of the live audience. So, interesting. February 2024. $20,000 pitch contest.
Hmm. So they're going to give away 20 grand to somebody? So
they're a sponsor of this, the Bank Tank. It's Shark Tank.
I know. Off. Okay. You know what? Now that you say that, I know where this bank location is. I drive by it every day on the way home because I've seen that advertisement on their LED sign out front of the bank talking about the $20,000. I'd never put the two and two together.
Which, if you think about it, it's great for them if they want business owners, because they're going to hear the insides of all these business ideas at this event that they, of course, can fund.
Yes. So. Yep. You didn't win, but.
Yeah.
That's a nice looking box.
Very cool box. I hope the cookie's delicious. We'll find out after I get some pictures of it. The other company that showed up pretty well is, and I don't use them anymore, but, you know, I had a box subscription clothing type thing.
Yes.
And, yeah, I think they try and send the box every month, but I'm not exactly a fashionista here, so I didn't need it that frequently. I think I was down to twice a year before I canceled. But it was a good service, though. That company that I was using was Stately, and they had a good presentation as well. The box was actually, it was black and gold. It was on brand. It, you know, hand curated in LA, blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they had a seal on it. They had the tissue paper inside, and they printed, I can't remember if it was gold or silver seal on the tissue paper, and a thank you card written in there, not handwritten, but printed. And
yeah,
all the present clothing, which I'm assuming is overruns and stuff like that.
And then you would keep it if you liked it? Or is it like...
Yeah, you could ship back stuff for exchange that you didn't, but it was a huge pain in the ass to do that. So you pretty much
exactly
put the input in up front and just accept it.
Accept what
it's,
you get.
It's cheap enough.
Yeah.
Wasn't worth screwing around with. And I pretty much... Well, they couldn't probably serve me anymore if I were to write, hey, I want all dinosaur-themed clothes.
True. True.
Be worth a shot. But no, I mean, I made it very clear that I'm pretty conservative attire. Let's keep this simple. But that one showed up pretty good. I'm trying to think of what else has arrived, you know, physically in the mail or via shipping that has an impact. I mean, there's some iconic brands that used to be, like, you know, the Netflix red envelope that doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You knew right away what that was. A lot of our customers don't get that fancy, but ship out just the shiny foil envelopes. So, like, the blue foil or gold foil envelopes, and those get a lot of attention.
Yeah.
We'll typically ship our annual magazine in the blue foil envelope, and as people are mentioning it, a lot of times they mention that blue foil, which is strange to me. They remember the packaging something was in as much as the piece.
Yeah, that's true. Although when I get that from you, I know what it is, because you're the only company that sends me anything in a big shiny sized envelope.
Yeah, and we have a lot of clients that send, I'm going to call them mini Shock and Awe packages. They're like 6 inches by 9 inches by 2 inches.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
You can fit a little book in there and, you know, maybe a little snack and some promotional literature. And those work really well, and you can get them completely custom printed and on brand pretty cheap. Like this bank box, you know, they all they have on there is their logo and then a few words inside. And you know, that cost them just as much to print as if they spent some more time in graphic design to really do the whole box. They got the impact. It doesn't matter. But you know, if they had the graphic design ability, which someone on the team does because they did the magazine, they could have done the whole box there.
That is a good magazine. I mean, that's you're right. You could spend some time reading that. It's well laid out. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's legit. It'll sit around most places. The book for sure sits around, and the custom dusk jacket is adhered on there enough. It's not going to get taken off.
No, you're right. Yeah.
You'd probably destroy the actual dust jacket.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen something like that. That's kind of cool.
But, yeah, I mean, and they had the food item in there. We always teach, you know, to have something consumable in there. So one of our boxes we use after special events is our surprise, surprise, dinosaur-themed one. But the outside of the box is all printed, and it has, like jungle fern-type scene on it. And then it has caution tape that says, caution contains dinosaur.
I like that.
And then inside we have our little stuffed dinosaur for them, and we have currently the treat is Jurassic Park fruit snacks. Hopefully the stores keep selling
those. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So have you ever tried to find like a cookie place that will do a cookie dinosaur?
I have not. And this is a front-end box that has to be fairly reasonable on budget, so I don't know if I would spend the custom piece on that. We have one client that they ship beef jerky in theirs, which right now that stuff's like gold. I don't know where in the sales process it is, though. It's probably further along, or the client value's higher. And then we have promotional printed literature that is on theme as well and on brand. That's really all you have to have. So one kind of trinket, one type of consumable.
Yeah.
The trinket in this bank box is the book. And you know, you can't go wrong ever with handwriting or fake handwriting.
Do you find that like with a lot of Shock and Awe ones I've gotten in the past, and this one doesn't, they will have pen or keychain or some of those other. I mean, as someone who likes to read, I think the book is cool. But an entrepreneur could also do something more along the trinket line of a pen.
I mean, toss it in, but you better have one more
conversational thing. Yeah, yeah.
We used to have some like green stress relievers that were like John Deere tractor style.
Yeah.
And that's still in the trinket arena, but we would tie the story into, you know, our geographic area being the home of John Deere.
Yep.
So try and make it a little more valuable that way. And yes, we have had keychain flashlights and pens, and if you have them, by all means. But if you're just going to send things that are sub $1, you're kind of missing the point.
Yeah, true. You don't have as, it's not like in that situation, I'm going to throw in five $1 items. It doesn't have the same effect as one really cool item.
Yep. You should do both.
Yes.
I think those are just the big ones that stand out to me. And that's over the course of quite a long period of time. So this is an extremely rarely used tactic still. If you put it in your business, you will get attention. What you do with that attention is up to you. So I don't know what the selection criteria in this particular box was, what the goal is. Certainly had an impact and a goodwill impact, which may have been enough. But I'm guessing they also use this in other ways.
Yeah. Well, and I wonder, do you think like they vary the box depending on who it's going or what kind of, or is it, you think it's the same one for everybody?
This one's clearly on theme.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It could be used for multi-years like that. They would have to sub out the magazine, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else is pretty evergreen and usable.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing if they have traction with it, they probably have some other things they've done in the past or will do in the future as well.
What do you think that, like, cost-wise on that box with everything in there?
Including the box and shipping and everything, this probably cost them $35, $35, $40.
That's less than I thought. Which is, in theory, relatively inexpensive if you're already a client.
I would think in the world of banking.
In the world of banking, you're right. That's real inexpensive.
But in most businesses, the owner cheaps out. I mean, if you're sending this, you're somewhere in the sales process to where there's value assigned. So if you're sending it as a post-event or a post-conference follow-up, which we use them for that as well, you probably spent, you know, $50, $100, maybe even more to generate the lead already. And to be in the bag of whatever crap they grabbed while they were there.
Yeah.
Now getting back out of the bag of stuff is expensive.
Okay, so here's a question. I can't believe I've never asked you this question before as we're talking about Shock and Awe or whatever. Like in the wedding industry, say it's someone who's looking for a DJ or photo booth or video, like what we'll do, And, you know, everyone at a bridal show hands out the trinkets or all the info, and people, the brides just go home with laden down with stuff. What would I send as a shock and awe for a bride? Or do you go out and find other things that interest her as a bride, and then you also put some of your stuff in there? Or is it simply a silly idea for someone in my industry to try to do something? Or would that make you totally stand out?
Well, you start with the math, right? So you got to figure out what works and what doesn't work. And I think we assembled one before I sold the company to you. In that industry, people aren't sophisticated marketing-wise. Mm-hmm. And that's still pretty early in the process. And the cost per lead on those is less. So it depends if this is someone I talked to in the booth, mm-hmm. and I marked them that this person's a solid lead, or it's just a visitor or a lead. For sure, you can send a literature kit, and you could use the shiny envelope, and it should have testimonials, a copy of the book, which I think you have a license, right? It's on the book I wrote in the wedding world, so mm-hmm. update that. And that's probably all it's going to take to be different.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact you're sending anything is probably...
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I wouldn't necessarily have to get a nice box and send them, you know, a book about wedding planning or...
No, I mean, you could if they were a super high-value lead. You could also team up with a bakery vendor there, and you could do a cookie or something and, you know, kind of offset some of the expense that way.
Mm, yeah.
There's nothing to say it couldn't be a joint promo.
Okay.
Obviously, you don't want to take away from whatever your goal is for that. But, yeah, certainly you could ship something. You just have to draw that line of who's worthy.
Well, could you do both, where you send out the shiny envelope when you meet him at the bridal show? You maybe have a small, you get a list, you send that to the list, but then I have 42 other brides that I've actually had in-depth conversation with, or they haven't booked yet, but they're a warmer lead. Could you send a more updated, higher end package to them, as opposed to trying to call them four other times? I mean, I find that some...
Yeah, you would do both.
Okay. Well, no, you know what I mean? Instead of constantly just calling until you get a yes or no, I'm thinking, could you create a second kind of shock and awe that is a little bit more advanced for someone who's close to booking you?
Yeah, the most common use of shock and awe is pre-sales appointment, but they've scheduled. So the time between when they've set a longer conversation with you and before they actually have that conversation. Because what it's doing is doing a lot of the heavy lifting for the sales pitch. So whether it's you or someone else having a consultation, sales pitch, whatever you want to call it, the fact that arrives before that,
makes
your life easier.
I was thinking like sending that out after you've had an initial talk with them, or...
Yeah, no, at that point you're overcoming objections, which is a different part in the sales process.
Yep, yep.
So these are typically setting the stage for the sales rep. You know, we have one we're working on right now for ourselves that is in that spot. So after appointment is booked right now, we send them out a little earlier in the process, but our process is a little different because we're a marketing company. So we're actually sending them a sample of one of our products. Yeah. But we are working on one that we can overnight when they schedule a Zoom consult before they actually have that consult.
Makes sense.
Which overnight shipping is not cheap.
True. But effective.
If you can delay the appointment long enough to get that in their hands, it's worth it.
Okay, that makes sense. All right.
So hopefully that's shocking and awing. Hopefully you got some ideas on, you don't have to copy this one dead off, but something you can put in play, because, I preach it, but I just received it, and it's different. It gets noticed. It sets you apart from the pack for sure. I highly doubt there's any other bank or credit union in the area doing anything similar.
Mm-mm. I've never seen that from a bank.
If there is, there's like maybe one other one.
Sure.
But I doubt it.
Again, the whole idea is to stand out.
Yep. And they accomplished it, and that makes them the first call when there's a need.
Boom.
The rest is up to them at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And your products and services still have to stand on their own, and that's a different conversation into sales. But getting to that point's probably the hard part. So we'll be back soon with, episode number 50.
50.
Woo!
Thanks for listening to the Profit 911 podcast. Be sure to subscribe and leave your comments. For more information on how Profit 911 Consulting can help grow your service business, visit profit911.biz.